Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. KISW baseball shirt is in the Rock Shop. Hey, if you go to KISW.com, see the flipper page, you see the really dashing Miles Montgomery sporting this KISW Rock baseball shirt.
Oh, really?
Oh, he looks good.
I need to get on KISW.com right now.
So it comes in blue. That's what Miles has got on. And then, of course, you can get it in black as well. These are sweet-looking baseball shirts with the longer sleeves, but, obviously that T-shirt material.
Oh, man. Can't contain that kind of hotness.
He looks dreamy, doesn't he?
Yes.
He looks so dreamy. So check it out. You want a rock shirt? You want a baseball style? You know what to do. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
And it's time to turn down for tacos. But here's the thing, man. You've already told us you're going to get crab legs, so you're not even turning down for tacos today.
You know what? It's the buffet at the Snoqualmie Casino. I bet they have tortillas. I bet I can get crab legs, and I bet I can put crab legs in tortillas and make myself some crab tacos.
Sounds
crab
delicious.
Legs. All right.
Rare, right?
Okay.
Crab tacos do sound good.
Yeah, right?
Crab tacos.
That sounds like, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, now it doesn't sound so good.
Don't WebMD that.
No, don't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got the blue waffle and the crab taco.
Let's just move on before I lose my appetite. We've got Darren and Bellevue to take on Steve. Darren, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Weezer. They're going to be over at the Washington State Fair on September 1st. Mm-hmm. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Weezer? Get your tickets now at thefair.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Playing at home, Darren will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Darren, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
The song A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes was originally featured in what Disney film?
Aladdin?
No.
Lion King?
No.
Fat.
Which musical artist is known for the 90s songs You Oughta Know and Ironic?
Ironic. Pass.
What year of the early 2010s did the video game Grand Theft Auto 5 come out?
4, 5, 6.
No! Who currently plays the comic book character Deadpool on screen?
That is...
Uh-oh.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes!
There you go.
What year of the mid-80s was Goonies released?
4, 5, 6.
5, yes. Which Western actor was known as the Duke?
John Wayne.
Yes. What relation is Snoop Dogg to Nate Dogg?
The Nate Dogg? Uncle?
No.
Son?
No.
Father?
No. Hydrochloric acid is located in which organ of the human body?
The spleen.
No. 3 correct.
Well, you didn't drop a deuce, Darren.
He did not.
That's
so,
one good news.
Yeah.
Good news
there.
That's
about,
yeah, that's not going to be great there.
I mean, again, people have done worse. People have done better.
I love walking in on that kind of analysis.
Yeah. There's really nothing good to say about it. Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The song A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes was originally featured on what Disney film?
Natural Born Killers.
No.
Yes.
Aladdin.
No.
Usual Suspects.
No. Which musical artist is known for the 90s songs You Ought to Know and Ironic?
Alanis Morissette.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did the video game Grand Theft Auto 5 come out?
2011.
No.
2010.
No.
2012.
No.
Crap.
Who currently plays the comic book character Deadpool on screen?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. What year of the mid-80s was Goonies released?
In 1984.
No.
1985.
Yes. Which actor was known as the Duke?
That would be John Wayne.
Yes. What relation is Snoop Dogg to Nate Dogg?
They're brothers.
No.
Cousins.
Yes. Hydrochloric acid is located in which organ of the human body?
I would say the liver.
No.
The kidney.
No.
The heart.
No.
The tongue?
No.
The heart.
What is the best-selling video game console of all time?
Ooh, Nintendo.
No.
Sega.
No.
Xbox.
No. Would you like to
keep PlayStation?
Trying? Yeah. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win 5-3.
Oh, well.
Yeah, sorry, Darren.
Sorry, Darren.
He knew. He knew. Okay.
Well, peace out, brother. Have a good life. Learn things.
Learn things.
Yeah.
And actually, with that whole console thing, I would have not given that to you because it had to be more specific than that.
PlayStation 4.
No.
PlayStation 2.
Yes.
Oh.
The PS2.
The PS2, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get that.
Nope. Yeah.
Good day, sir.
You get nothing. Well, you got to win, so congratulations on that. The song A Wish Is a Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes was originally for what Disney film?
Danny and Vicky don't get this. They're fired.
Pinocchio. No, it's not Pinocchio.
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
That's like I said.
So Danny's fired and Vicky gets to stay on the island.
See you later, Danny.
Bye. Anybody know the year of the early 2010s that the video game GTA 5 came out?
2013.
Yeah, 2013.
Now, did you know that or guess that?
No, I bought it when on the release day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the few games that Danny does have is the GTA.
The only game that I have.
Oh, is it really the only one?
Yeah, I bought it for that reason, and I have not bought a new one since.
So you haven't given a shot to the Red Dead Redemption? Because isn't that like GTA, but with horses?
Yeah, but it's a lot slower.
And oh. I did when their original one came out, and I was like, I don't like horses.
Mm. Yeah.
A horse hater.
That is very interesting. Well,
I don't like soccer, but I love playing FIFA.
Oh, touche. Yeah, that's you. So you only bought one video game, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all I play.
That's insane. Insane.
I have a PS4 and I got it for Red Dead Redemption 2, but the only other game I play is free to play, so I've only bought one game.
Well, you hear what he's saying. He's saying in his entire life, unless I'm missing, he's only bought one video game in his whole life.
No, for that console.
Oh,
all right,
never mind. I stand corrected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's what I was surprised that I thought it was like one game in your whole life.
That's nuts.
It's like that with the Xbox One. I have one and I only get,
I know what you get,
wrestling, WWE 2K games every year.
I play
year.
Them a couple of times.
Make yourself.
I make myself.
Yep. Yeah.
I get frustrated because I can't do anything other than punch, kick, and then I get beat, and then I just give up.
Yeah.
Until the next time they put out a game, and then I think this is the time I'm going to learn.
This is when you'll figure it out.
And this time I actually tried. I watched some YouTube tutorials and learned how to do a couple moves.
And
I still lost, man. Oh, I just give up. Pain in my...
Yeah. Here. Dude, I hate to say it, but at a man of your age, it is so hard to learn how to do that stuff.
I got fingers.
I know you do. I know you do, buddy.
Could it be her next t-shirt? Steve Miggs. I got fingers.
I don't get it, man. I don't get the wrestling game. How is it so damn difficult?
Because there's really...
football. I play Madden just fine.
And those have pretty complicated controls as well.
I want to play NHL. Wow. I play fine.
If you can play Madden well, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't get it. It's so frustrating. And just when I think I got it figured out, I don't.
Wow.
I love it. The only other one you missed, Darren did as well. Hydrochloric acid is located in which organ of the human body? Anybody want to guess?
I would say the stomach.
And you'd be correct.
I mean, that's where the acid is to break down the food, right?
Forget that the stomach's an organ.
What do you think it is?
It's body part.
Duh.
Yeah. Hey, Darren, you lost to this, so congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, Steve, congratulations. You won. You got 5 correct.
Yeah. And he is the proud product of a public education system. There he is right there.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Dude, I'm looking at it.
Caller 5. You're a winner, by the way. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 5.
Sometimes you just see an article that gets shown up on your email, and you're just like, oh, thanks. I need to read this. It's just so funny.
What happened this time?
TMZ's put up. Machine Gun Kelly celebrates his 29th birthday with Pete Davidson and hot chicks. Oh. Good for you, Machine Gun Kelly.
Now, do you think that's why Pete Davidson got the role in the Motley Crue, the Dirt movie, or did they end up being buddies because of that?
I got a feeling that they became friends because of that, or maybe they were already friends. I don't know. I don't keep up on the social.
Yeah, I mean they're both Kelly. You know, they're both successful at what they do, and they're around the same age. Mm-hmm. So I guess it makes sense that if they did sort of hang out on the set of the Dirt, that they would be like, okay.
Somebody, you know, speaking of the Dirt, texted us saying, I finally got around to watching the Dirt last night. And let me tell you, that movie was so flipping good. Definitely one of my top five favorite movies. They did a great job on that film.
Yeah, Jay Rubbs was watching it because he heard our recommendation.
Did Jay Rubbs like it? Thumbs up from your daughter.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't like that movie. I mean, really, it's a fun movie.
Some people aren't a fan of the excess of some of the stuff that they put in the film. I was shocked that my wife was okay with it. I thought for sure after that first scene,
oh yeah, yeah,
this is going to be a movie I'm going to have to watch on my own time. And she powered through that scene and enjoyed the rest of the movie.
Well, just see, to me, it's a vicarious adventure. I just don't think I could live that lifestyle, no matter what kind of level of celebrity I got. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to. Like, you know, like, I can see the allure of just, you know, one time in my life just going crazy like those guys did because they had the money, they had the success, and they had the willing participants. That's the other thing is, you know, that's always been a dream, I think, of any guy, you and me, is that a woman would find us so interesting, maybe multiple women, that we would actually have to pick and choose. That's never happened. It never will happen in my life.
But you sometimes hear from like friends and like, oh, I had the total rock star weekend, and they had like a weekend of excess, and it just sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
They did that for decades.
Decades.
And years. I mean, they were doing that pretty hard for a long, from the 80s until they got sober probably in the 90s. But I mean, and then some of them went back to that kind of lifestyle again. So yeah. It was like this, yeah, a weekend of that kind of stuff would be probably pretty awesome. But imagine that was your life every day.
Yeah.
For years.
I like that the movie shows that, you know, if you really paid attention, you see that it's a massively stressful job to be able to have to go from city to city and perform and do all that stuff. And then the record meetings and you know, then, of course, if trying to have a regular life and then, you know, some personal challenges because of it. Mm-hmm. You see why it's like, look, if I'm going to be in a massively stressful situation, I'm going to need to vent, and I'm going to have to vent big time because I'm working big time. There's not a lot of balance. It's like, you know, they're swinging from one end to the other.
I mean, are we talking about Tommy Lee?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, Tommy Lee's definitely. Yeah,
I mean, banging all these chicks and rocking people's faces off is very stressful.
Very, very stressful. Mm. Yeah, it's very stressful. So I'm glad you agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you lived that lifestyle for a weekend recently.
Oh yes. There's so much like Motley Crue from the 80s.
Yeah, sure was. Well, I mean, look, you had the drinks, right? You had Chad Kroeger. You're pounding drinks with him.
I did do shots with Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
I'll always have that memory.
Dude, that's a cool memory.
It was pretty awesome.
I have to say, look, man, you got one of the most successful band's lead guy just handing you shots after you just come off stage. Come on, dude. That's got to rank up there in the scrapbook.
Well, yeah, especially when you're so drunk you thought it was Dane Cook at first.
Well, that's another thing. So you were excited because you thought it was Dane Cook, but then you found out who it was, and that was even better.
I'll be honest, I was even more excited.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited that Dane Cook was there, and then I realized it wasn't him, and it was Chad from Nickelback. I don't know why. It made it even more awesome. But yeah, dude, the fact, it was just cool to see that there's a guy that is financially in a different stratosphere than all of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can make all the jokes you want about Nickelback, but, you know, one of the most successful bands in forever. I mean, they've sold a crap ton of records. And here he is just being a normal dude. Well, not really a normal dude. I don't know many normal dudes that are buying that many drinks for people.
Well,
but trays upon trays of drinks, not just shots. He had a bunch of shots, a bunch of tequila shots. And then he also had a tray of, you either had your choice of vodka sodas or beer.
That sounds like you know, when you go out drinking with Joey D's, it's just trays upon trays of drinks for everyone.
Yeah, and the funny part was Chad Kroeger was also using BJ Shea's credit card to buy all these drinks.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Boy, it's great when Joey goes out there and spends my money. He's just like, hey, everybody, let's have a party.
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I did too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
$60 million, that's how much Chad Kroeger's worth.
Damn, so he could afford that tray of shots.
Yeah, the second tray might have been a little strain on it, but yeah, that first tray was.
Well, did you hear what Russell Wilson did, speaking of having all that money?
Russell Wilson, now he's a guy. Who is he again? I can't remember.
He's a quarterback's husband.
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. I always forget that.
Yes.
Okay, so what did Russell do?
He just bought a bunch of stock for players on the offensive line as a gift. Like, he gave each of them $12,000 in stock to Amazon.
Wow. Now, that is very, you know what? That's pretty wild because that's super responsible. Like, rather than just give them bling, he's like, I'm going to give you something that you shouldn't touch because you can't spend right away. And if you keep it, boy, that $12,000 can turn into something amazing.
It cost him $156,000 that he spent on 13 offensive linemen on the Seahawks. And he sent a letter with the gift. And it said, every Sunday we go to battle together. You sacrifice your physical and mental well-being to protect me, which in turn allows me to provide and care for my family. This does not go unnoticed and it's never forgotten. And he says, when I want to sit down as a way to honor the dedication to the team, he thought this was a good way to do it because it'll affect the lives of you, your family, and your children. You've invested in my life. This is my investment into yours.
God.
Damn. I got to feel like if you're Amazon, you're like, first of all, thank you, Russell, for buying our stock. You make us look good. But then you know he talks to people, right? He's got to be, he's got to have.
I think he knows what's up.
Well, yeah.
Time for y'all go to bed.
I wonder if we should all start buying some stock in Amazon. I mean, I know that sounds like a dumb question.
People, how about you buy us all $12,000 worth
of
stock?
BJ, we support you.
We just signed a new contract.
I did. You're absolutely right. And as you all know, what is it, $130 million of it's guaranteed?
Yep.
If I signed that contract, not only would I not buy you anything, you'd never see me again.
It's also a 300-year deal.
Especially if it was a guaranteed deal. I'd be like, guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but since you guaranteed it, I'm going to be like a baseball player. I just hurt my throat. I'm out.
But that's interesting because you hear those stories like they'll buy them, like, you know, he used to buy plane tickets to places, which is, I don't know if it was even close to being $12,000 worth of stuff.
Well, he's a smart guy. I mean, he knows he just made payday. Mm-hmm. He knows he made payday, and the quarterback knows he's got to protect his guys and take care of his guys because he's right. I mean, he's going to get killed if they don't get
right? And he knows that he's got to protect them that way, and hopefully that they can protect him on the field.
Well, what if there's like a stock market crash right before a game?
Oh,
do you just let him get sacked?
Oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
He's in big trouble.
And the other
side, $12,000's worth nothing now,
Russell. You just
my ass, my family.
Yeah,
we're
whatever,
broke, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think that ever happened though, where the rich quarterback never gave anything to his offensive line, and they just said, you know what, I'm not blocking this guy.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know, I
doubt it.
I bet there's stories.
Well, this prevents it.
I mean, that's like 30 from The Longest Yard, Adam Sandler remake.
Yeah, just letting them through. 30 years ago, you know, everybody's cooler now, but I bet there were some dudes that were like, I'm not taking care of anybody. Go get your own money. And then the guys are going, oh, really? And just let the
you didn't get me an iPod.
Yeah, you're done.
Back in those days. That's the way I said an iPod.
Well, yeah, iPod. Because it's nostalgic.
It's an iPod being made.
Yeah, an iPod.
Why was that the thing I thought of?
Because you know it's a historical artifact. That's what it is.
I think it was either Hasselbeck or Russell Wilson that back in the day got everybody. You know, I think it was probably Hasselbeck.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, because Russell's been a little old. We're a little newer
He's
now.
He's more of like Xbox.
An
iPhone.
Yeah, Hasselbeck. Anybody on iPod, huh?
I don't know. I thought that's what I saw one time.
Oh, look at that.
That's fancy kind.
How do you feel now, though, if you're like, okay, so Hasselbeck gets me a friggin' iPod, and Russell Wilson gets the guy $12,000 of Amazon stock. At that point, you're like, thanks, Matt!
Dude, I just found out Russell Wilson is 30 years old.
Yeah.
He's a year older than I am.
How's that make you feel?
Real bad.
2 years younger than me, Vicky.
Yeah, it makes you feel worse.
Oh,
yeah?
Yes, it does.
Guess
what?
He feels like he's older than us.
I know it does.
And I'm like way older than him.
If I met him,
I'd be looking at him like he's the elder statement in this room.
Oh, I agree. You're absolutely right. He comes off a lot older than 30.
I found out that Captain Marvel Brie Larson is a month and change younger than me. I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
That's a good point. How about this,
with
though?
Us.
When you're a parent and you hope someday your kids will grow up and do some good things,
mm-hmm.
My son's 30.
When's his birthday again?
Yeah.
Because Russell Wilson's also November 29th.
He's doing good. Here's what he's doing. Russell Wilson is taking the money he's earned and buying people stocks.
He's taking the money that you've given him and going to Vegas with it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's really the same
thing. And buying the shots.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. The money I earn.
Some give stocks, others give shots.
Yeah, but at least Russell's using his own money. This kid's using my money.
Well, that's your choice.
Oh, yeah, that's my choice.
You chose to hire him.
I need to find a way to adopt Russell Wilson. All right, maybe we can make a switch. Maybe we'll just go. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? It's up to you, man. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
Hey, Seattle. Go Hawks.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. The floor is yours. But Steve does have a rule.
He does. It's a simple rule. BJ has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, gone you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Matt of Snoqualmie Pass, you are on the Rock. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Not too bad, Matt. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I tried calling in last Friday when you guys were talking about weird family things you find out about your family.
Yeah, uh-huh. What about you? What'd you find out?
What's that?
What did you find out about that was weird about your family? Hello? Hello?
I'm here, sorry.
All right, one more. Test.
Anyways, so my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, my sister-in-law was suspicious of her husband of cheating. And
And that'll be all.
I feel like anytime you talk, it screws him up.
Well, that time his phone just said, I'm done. I guess this is a one-way conversation.
Well, it was working fine just a minute ago.
Sure was.
What the hell is it? I mean, dude, I'm kind of curious.
Revs.
So essentially his, yeah. So let me step in from Matt here.
He probably told you the story and we got to hear it.
Yeah. She was suspicious of him. And so it was his, Matt's sister.
You know what? I'm
whatever.
Gone. He's up from the call, finest call screener this business has ever seen.
This is one of those days.
Sure is, anybody.
This is one of those days.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You can pick the topic. You can guide the show. It doesn't mean it's going to be good.
All right, we got a text message. I read that curly fries were voted the best type of French fry. That's BS. Steak fries for the win.
No. Wait, are we back to this again? What, no. Did somebody do another survey? Is that
what
happened?
Yeah, there was a big... I saw it, too.
Oh.
One of those websites.
Oh, UpRocks. Really,
okay, I was
UpRocks?
About to say BuzzFeed, but yeah. UpRocks is basically BuzzFeed.
Yeah, eight sometimes. Types of fries from the best to the worst. I'm seeing now here. Rankings are totally this person's subjective opinion. She's just like, this is what I love, which I don't even know... Like, I mean, to me, it's like, okay. I mean, I get that one person can like something, but that's one person out of the skillions that live here.
I have a silly question. You said she. Are we sure it's a female writer?
It said the rankings are totally her subjective opinion.
Okay, I was just curious. I thought maybe you just assumed because there's
no, that's the,
I was just wondering.
Oh no, not okay. At all. Yeah, that's what it says. It says it was a woman that put this together.
So
yeah.
Curly fries were voted number one.
But you know, now that you bring it up, I mean, Vicky, what's your favorite kind of? Is it curly?
No, I like just like the standard fry. Curly fries are if you're really feeling it, but not often.
Feeling it? What are you feeling? A like, lesser usually, fry?
Yeah.
She's I'm massaging not feeling, the fry.
I'm feeling like, you know, the mouth feel. Like, I want the mouth feel of a regular fry.
Are we talking about curly fries?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pretty sure when you go to Jack in the Box, not that I haven't been there in the last couple of days.
No, not at all.
Just saying, if you have, you get the regular French fries, I feel like they intentionally throw one curly fry in there. Almost to get you to come back and get some curly fries.
Oh.
It's like a little treat. Like, hey, here, the first one's free.
See, and it's delicious.
See, when you're going for that, I figure that they just make the regular fries terrible, so you have to get the curly fries.
Their regular fries are fantastic.
Oh, they're horrifying.
Wow.
Curly fries are amazing.
Yep. What, wow. Over regular fries?
For Jack in the Box? Absolutely.
Oh, I like their regular fries.
Nah, I don't know.
I just think I eat myself sick of curly fries because it's all we would get in our high school lunches and just soak them in ranch. And so mm-hmm. I just kind of ate myself sick.
So she likes number one. She likes the curly fries.
Okay.
Number two, waffle fries.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're kind of fun. Dude,
yeah. Chick-fil-A. My favorite.
Chick-fil-A's waffle fries are freaking awesome.
So delicious.
Yeah. I would put them in my top. They wouldn't be my number one either.
No.
What's your number one? Man, it's going to piss the Rev off, but I really love Dick's fries. I like the
sloppy, floppy fries.
Greasy, limp, skin on them.
Wow. That's how he likes a lot
salty.
Of things.
Salty.
Yeah.
That's what I want in my mouth.
Yeah. I want it a little firmer.
Lot firmer.
Yeah. I
like a stiff fry. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you do. Well, shoestring is number three on our list. And I think shoestring is what we're talking about. But
super
then
thin.
Yeah, and then but then is it limp or is it, I think you can do shoestring a couple different ways.
Why are you doing this with your hand when you're saying is it limp?
Well, you know, I want you to be able to understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm speaking your language.
Someone says shoestring fries are great.
Yeah. Double fried. Do we even know what a double fried fry is?
It sounds healthy.
No,
yeah, it sure does.
I think they just fry it once, take it out, let it rest, put it back in so it has a better crunch.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do with French fries. You're supposed to cook them in a lower temperature first, pull them out, and then put them in really, really hot oil.
Oh.
And that's how you get the crispy fry. I didn't take one class in community college cooking for nothing.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Somebody says sweet potato fries are an abomination.
No, I they're number one.
No,
number
red.
One.
Not number one.
Those are when I want to eat healthy. I have sweet potato fries.
I know. That's hysterical. Yeah, the sweet potato fries are healthier. It's number eight on her list, sweet potato fries. At least she puts them on the list.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Shoestring, I said, was three. Double fry, number four.
What about steak night? I mean, steak fries.
Steak or, night. I like steak night. Steak fries, number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Red Robin steak fries, you're telling me those are not?
I'll eat them because that's what they have, but
they're bottomless and amazing.
Yeah, they're like number 10 on my list.
Is that why you like them, though, Steve? Because they're bottomless and you know you're going to get a ton of
exactly.
them?
Exactly.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
I mean, fair point. I just feel like they're the lowest on my list. Steak fries, and you have to soak them in a bunch of ranch. Otherwise, they taste terrible.
Huh. Or in a bunch of ketchup. I agree with Danny. I feel like I have to just put an abundance of something on them.
They're so great, especially the Red Robin's ones with like the seasoning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just
so too much fry. Some JoJo's. JoJo's are like a fancier steak fry.
Are those,
those are like big wedges.
Yeah. It's basically like a quarter of a baked potato that they've just sliced up and fried.
But they're seasoned in a certain way that makes them fantastic.
See, I don't call that a fry. I call that a potato.
Someone says, how come we can't, how come no one brought up Wendy's fries? They're awesome.
No.
They're pretty good. Wendy's I like
fries
them.
In a while.
I like them.
They use sea salt on them.
I think of.
I like that.
Is that healthier?
Okay.
What?
It's supposed to be healthier, but I don't know.
No, I like sea salt's way better than regular salt.
Agreed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you put sea salt on the packaging, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter what it is. If it's got sea salt on it, I want it.
There you go. Here's some sea salt Depends. Here you go, Vin.
Yee.
Yeah, sea salt.
Well, that's a rather weird.
Sea salt diapers.
That's a weird direction you've gone.
Well, you said you put it on anything. I'm going to start selling sea salt diapers if you're going to buy them.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks, buddy.
Nope.
A sea salt screwdriver. Tools. Hammers. All with sea salt.
I thought you meant a drink.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
I was like, that might not be too bad.
No, you're right. That's actually, that would be good. How about wedges? You guys are wedge people?
That's like a JoJo.
Yeah,
that's a JoJo, and I'm cool with those.
All right, crinkle cut was actually number six.
Ooh,
Nathan's hot dogs. They've got the best crinkle
they
cut.
They do. I agree with that.
They're thin and crinkly.
Yeah.
That's
a good thing they are, since they're crinkle cut.
See, the problem is crinkle cut reminds me of doing them at home, which means I'm not cooking them correctly. So, again, going back to the soggy fries. And I hate them.
You got
to
do them in the oven and you get the really good crisp.
I try to do them in the oven, but they just come out of the freezer because that's how I live my life. And it's just not really great.
You have to let them cook a little longer if they're in the freezer, Rev.
It's a lot of work.
You kids today with your rock and roll music and your crinkle cuts, but you weren't around when McDonald's pretty much was making the scene, and they ruined crinkle cut fries for me because once I had a McDonald's fry, I never wanted to go back to those crinkle cut frozen stuff that my mom would buy.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, why don't you like those? You say you like French fries. And of course, you don't say this to your mother, who's not a good cook anyway.
Oh.
You don't say, oh, you know what? It's nothing like McDonald's. And of course, my mother like, really? My food's nothing like McDonald's? And yeah, and then of course, I'm like, yeah, because it's better at McDonald's than your food, mom.
You've had a big mouth your entire life.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I just look at my mother and go, look, Mom, I appreciate you trying, but McDonald's is awesome. What do you, I mean, you know, you don't have what they got. Yeah, that didn't work.
Nope.
Couldn't talk my way out of that one. Yeah, I didn't know you weren't supposed to tell your mother she couldn't cook.
Wingstop puts, like, sugar on their fries.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Mm. It's okay. It just kind of throws you off at first.
Oh, really?
Like, what the hell is going on
that
here?
That salt and sweet seems like it would be a good combo, though.
They're fine. It's just when you're not expecting it, you're like, what is up with these fries? They taste weird.
Yeah. I don't think I've had the Wingstop fries. I'd like to try that.
Well, go to Wingstop.
Cadillac Ranch there, too.
Really?
Yeah. I love their ranch. I'll dip all the
Wingstop?
Wings. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying it's the best ranch you've ever had.
I don't know about the best ranch, but it's super, super, super good.
Okay.
Dion's is the best ranch I've ever had.
Oh, here we go.
Blech. Wow.
I can't believe it.
I don't know anything about Dion's. I just like saying blah to Danny.
Yeah. Damn. Well, that's so we've decided then the number one fry is?
McDonald's.
Potatoes.
Limp and skinny.
Ugh. Wow. now in Greasy.
Didn't you used to dance under that name?
Lip and Skinny.
That was my rap name, actually.
Limp and Skinny with his partner Greasy.
I was the limp of the combo.
Yeah. Okay. I really feel like I think I would have gone with Skinny if I had talk about my made up band. I think I would have gone with Skinny.
Who says it's made up?
You had a choice.
It's real to me.
I mean, in this fake world that you were about to you were living in, you had a choice of who you could be, and you went with Limp.
Yeah. I want top billing.
All right. So I got a band. It's I was in called Fat and Handsome. I was handsome. See, I'm making the choice in my fake band that I'm
going to be. Wait, is it fat with an F or PH? Because that's an important distinction.
Okay, you know what? You can be limp with Skinny over there, too. Yay! How about that?
Nice. You could be my Skinny to my limp.
You know, I think we need
our mixtape's dropping this month.
Yes. Oh, is it really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait.
What a Kickstarter.
Yeah. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. Limp and Skinny in the morning. 206-421-ROCK. Text I'm us limp. At 77999. He's limp. You're not even part of it. I mean, it's Limp and Skinny, and you can be Greasy. How about that?
Okay.
All right, you can be Skinny.
Yay!
Jesus.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Rich in Stillwater. Rich, you are on The Rock.
Hey, well, I just I talked to you guys here, I think it was last week. I'm the guy that busted the blind man's cane back in 68, and I'm 73.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Rich?
Well, I was wondering if I might be BJ's oldest regular listener. You know what I mean? I've been listening to him since he was on before Tom Likas in the afternoon, and I agree with 99.9% of what he has to say, you know what I mean?
Well, you old guys stick together. That's
a good point. We old guys have to stick together, Rich. He's right. 73, as far as I know, you are the oldest documented listener that we have. We haven't been documenting. Ooh, hang on, everybody. Oh, that Rich. Drop the S-bomb like that. Yeah. Like he's like a sailor, that
you
Rich.
You apply Ben Gay on your body with that kind of mouth.
Come on. tell Rich thank you for calling.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk to him later. Tell him, that's awesome.
I am curious, if anyone's older than 73, they should call us.
Yeah. And if you can't call us, email us or text us. I'd be interesting to see if we have anybody older than 73.
Send us missive by Pony Express.
Mm-hmm. I know we got some teens listening.
If you're 69, you should definitely call.
Well, that's your favorite age.
That's our favorite age.
Yes. We'll always put you right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about the craziest things that you witnessed because it was based on that Easter Bunny. Guy dressed as an Easter Bunny, full Easter Bunny outfit, got into a fight with somebody when he was originally just trying to break up the fight, and he's just pummeling the dude in a full-on Easter Bunny costume. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it looks like you said, Steve, before, like a mascot size costume that you'd see for a team, what the Moose would wear. And it was funny just seeing this mascot looking Easter Bunny just wailing on the guy.
So we were asking people to fill in the sentence of "I can't believe I witnessed blank," and somebody says, "I can't believe I witnessed a bum taking a poop next to a no dumping sign."
Oh, that's funny.
That's beautiful.
If you're gonna do it in public, you should do it next to the no dumping sign.
That's hysterical.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, I would be I'd be a bit horrified seeing somebody actually. That's happened to a lot of people I know. I've never seen anybody going number two in public like that, just on the street.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Do you want to?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised I haven't seen it because so many folks that I run into go, "Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that happen." I go, "Really? Wow."
Well, you haven't spent enough time in Everett.
Oh, is Everett the place where that is?
Yeah, it's all about that.
It's the dumping grounds in Everett. I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's right. Somebody says, "I can't believe I witnessed Migs beat somebody with a chair on Sunday night."
Oh, I saw this video.
I did beat a man with a chair.
It showed up on my feed, and I'm like, "What is, dude?"
I got the wow emoji from you on that one. I was pretty pumped.
I was like, "That was amazing," because this dude looked like he was just up there, addressing the crowd. I don't know what was going on.
He was celebrating a win. He beat my friend, and I decided to beat him in turn.
So, there you are. Nobody told you to get on there.
To set it up, Sunday was Without a Cause Wrestling. I wasn't scheduled to be there because I was supposed to be in Spokane with my hockey tournament. So I wasn't going to be able to wrestle at Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett, which is a place that I usually go to. And and have a great time and kids yell at me. It's a blast, right? So I decided to show up unannounced to see how my dude, Uncle Muscles Allen Jepson, was doing against Pitfall Jones.
All right.
Well, Pitfall Jones won the match, and Pitfall and I have some beef together. He stole my verified blue check mark. He's like an Indiana Jones type character.
Oh.
So he stole it to put it in a museum, because that's what Indiana Jones would do, right?
He stole your check mark?
He did.
Oh, dude.
So, yeah, that's BS.
Yeah, that is BS.
So after he won, I just kind of snuck in the ring with a chair and hit him in the back with it. Not a big deal.
No, not a big deal at all. Here's how that went down.
Here's your winner, Pitfall Jones!
Boom! Just like that.
Hey, happy Easter, you losers!
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Easter.
Oh, what a nice guy you are. I don't know why the kids hate you.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And that didn't stop there. I mean, you're hitting the man while he's down and everything.
Uncle Muscles then hit him in the head with the chair.
Yeah.
I think he asked the question. He's like, well, is this some kind of like special chair that you guys use? I'm like, no, it's just a regular folding chair.
Yeah, it was a folding chair, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
Nothing more. If you ever have a chance to hit somebody with a chair, I highly recommend
it. Oh, okay, sure.
It's one of life's greatest highs.
Yeah, I mean, you do see, when you see the wrestlers do it, you're like, God, that, you go, whoa, he just gets to do that.
It doesn't feel good. But when you're doing it to somebody, it feels amazing.
Oh, of course, yeah, I'm sure it does.
So would you say that was a wrestling bucket list thing you got to cross off?
Yes.
Do you have any other bucket list items for wrestling in the ring?
No, I just keep on adding to them. They just keep happening. I'll have to figure out, well, now we're going to have a last man standing match, which is actually a pretty violent match.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I was just thinking, you have to have that now. I mean, you hit a guy with a chair, it has to be resolved in the ring.
May 19th, baby.
Oh, boy.
Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett. Myself versus Pitfall Jones, last man standing.
Oh, it's in Everett.
Yes.
So I'll finally get to go see somebody take a dump.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Oh, this is the two great things in one night.
Maybe that's part of my bucket list, and that's how I'm going to get him not to stand up.
Oh.
No, it's not like that kind of. There's kids there. We wouldn't go down that road.
Oh, you wouldn't go down that road? What a guy. Oh, I like he said if there's kids there. Otherwise, that would be on the docket.
This is an all-ages event, BJ. Show some respect.
Yeah, it's going to be the other show where Steve's going to go to Cleveland. Okay, great.
Hitting people with chairs, though, is all good.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Kendo sticks. Anything.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
May 19th, which... It's my wife's birthday, which was a kind of a tough... Hey, babe.
What?
Wow.
Sorry you can't celebrate your birthday. I have to go beat up Pitfall Jones,
which she understood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an understanding wife.
Yeah.
It's probably because she knows, dude, I get it. On my birthday, I'd like to hit somebody with a chair. So.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if you let her go in the ring and hit him with a chair? You said, it's her birthday. Come on.
Somebody says they're 20 right now. We were asking who's the oldest person listening. Someone's 20
years old, so not them. Well, they're close to Social Security right there.
The person's, I'm 52. I've been listening since the age of 14.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Because this is my 20th year in Seattle. This is, I came here in 1999.
20 years.
Yeah, coincidentally, when Safeco, the ballpark that's now T-Mobile Park, and I are the same age.
Did it start as Safeco Field, or did it start as, like, Seattle Mariners Stadium?
Oh, I can't remember, to be honest. I don't know. I think it was Safeco Field then, to be honest. I think it was. It wasn't like Seahawks Stadium, and then it got named.
Right.
I think it's always been Safeco.
Okay.
Until now, T-Mobile.
Yeah. 20 years they had that name.
Yeah. Dude, isn't that crazy? I got here, and one of the first things I got to do was to see a game for the first in its first year.
Because
somebody knew I was a big baseball fan.
Yeah, the original naming rights went to Safeco.
Yeah.
So it started off as Safeco Field.
Isn't it weird, though, it still feels like a brand new stadium?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing, because...
Well, it's funny Danny says that, because Danny has not been here for 20 years, and so it's technically an old stadium.
Yeah, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, and think about this for a second now. The Mariners and the Seahawks, they started 76, 77.
Yep.
We got the new stadium in 99, which means it was only 23-ish years old. And we said, we got to be done with the kingdom. The kingdom really was, what, only about 23 years old?
The kingdom looked old.
I agree.
Yeah.
Isn't it nuts that... But pretty much T-Mobile Park is close to the same age as the Kingdom was when we got rid of it. And it looked like it needed to be get rid of. And like you said, T-Mobile Park looks amazing.
Still, to this day, when I walk in there, I feel like it's state of the art. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's going to be 20 years old this year.
Weird.
It's crazy. Yeah, yep. It's just nuts. Let's go to Jeff in Des Moines. Jeff, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I'm just calling to thank you for the recommendations. A few, maybe almost a month late. Finally watched The Dirt, and you guys just nailed it.
Yeah, well, it's a good. The good thing about Netflix is that you can never be too late to watch one of their things. It's not like, oh gosh, I better get out there before it stops running. So, what was your favorite part of The Dirt? Was it the opening scene? Was it Ozzy?
I really think that their first show, which I thought was pretty funny. You know, that they're trying to get the show into it with their costumes and, you know, with their never heard before music, but they actually start off with a brawl.
Which, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the first fan of Motley Crue because they just kick some butt and he starts chanting and it's great. You know, and I grew up in that, the 80s rock where it was like you had a lot of the big hairs, then you had some really good rocks. I mean, I was a big Metallica Guns N' Roses fan, but seeing the behind the scenes where it really was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and I mean, they lived it and survived it, which was pretty impressive.
It is amazing that all four members are still around. And I don't know about you, Jeff, but yesterday I was listening to Livewire and Dr. Feelgood as well.
Yeah.
I find myself listening to a lot more Motley Crue since seeing that film. It just kind of triggered my fandom for the band again.
Oh, yeah. I had to throw in my old iPod into the car and just listen to it for a couple weeks straight of every song that I have of them. And you can just envision what they're doing during the song, and then in between songs, you think they're just going to go, you know, rip a rail or, you know, drink some JD or something, just something crazy.
And I don't know awesome. I don't know what the numbers are. I appreciate the call, Jeff. And I don't know if we talked about it or not, but you know, the record sales always. You know, I mean, it did for Queen.
Yeah.
Record sales and purchases.
Oh, I bet they've gotten the
same deal with this. And even though Motley Crue was not reviewed well, the Dirt movie wasn't reviewed by critics, but the people that watch it and the fans love it. And I'm hearing talk now that now everybody wants to do a movie about a band that we all know. Like everybody wants to do this. Yeah. Let's get something out there now that they're seeing that
Metallica would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
The early years of Metallica, yeah. Just because it was just a complete cluster F that band.
According to Loudwire, it says that the iTunes downloads for The Dirt, for their music, went up by a remarkable 20 times.
Oh. I would, because it's my age, you guys probably wouldn't care, but I would love to see a movie about the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac. I know you guys wouldn't care.
Oh, no, if they incorporate the Stevie Nicks cocaine straw.
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, plus all the love affairs and all the switching back and forth with people in the band like that. I mean,
Fleetwood Mac would be an interesting one. Yeah. What is it about the Eagles that's interesting?
See, Joe Walsh and those guys and Glenn Frey, those guys, I mean, they really, there was some combative moments.
Okay.
You know, that I think would be interesting to people. And then I think people forget. It's just like, you know, when we were introduced to some of the great songs from the 70s that we didn't think were good or we've forgotten about, and then Guardians of the Galaxy reminded us, like, actually, there was some good music in the 70s. And of course, the Eagles were right smack dab in the middle of that.
One of my favorites, you were talking about, like, just the excess of back in those days. I had, like, it was cool just because I got to experience it, but obviously not on the level of a Motley Crue moment. But when we got to play with Steel Panther a couple of weekends ago, they have a moment where the guitarist just does a guitar solo, and it's just him, and everyone else disappears. A couple of the members go into the dressing room just to kind of like a moment of decompression, towel off, kind of chill. But the drummer sticks. He goes to the side of the stage where a few of us from the band are, and he has, like, there's a little bucket full of ice and a bottle of Patron in there. And I was wondering throughout the entire set, like, what is going on with that? You know, because I was drunk and I kind of wanted some.
Oh, of course.
So I was like, what's happening there? And all of a sudden, he just lines up a bunch of cups, Red Solo cups, pours it himself, and then we all have like a celebratory shot while the guitarist is doing the solo. I'm like, this is the closest I'll ever get to being a rock star.
That's awesome.
It was so much fun.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
What a great weekend for you guys.
Oh, dude, I don't think that there's every couple of days a member of our band will be like, I kind of wish we were still on those shows.
Oh, Vancouver. Yeah.
Because you're just like, it's not real. It's fantasy camp for us.
Exactly. And they loved you guys, too. And, I know that if they could, they would love to have you out to some things, too.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they're going to be coming to the Northwest and there's talks of us getting to play with them here in Seattle, which would make sense. It's a lot easier of a commute for us than anywhere else.
That's a good point. That's a very, very good point.
We got a text message, BJ.
Yeah.
Where is it? Someone want to know, Red, did you go to NorwestCon this past weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, this year I did not.
What? Ooh. The first time in forever?
Yeah, this was a big one. Last year it was a little bit of a downer. A lot of our friends were kind of reminiscing about just how the parties just aren't how they used to be. And so then everyone else was basically just setting up different schedules for different stuff. Like the PLP ended up going down to Orleans and some other stuff happening, so we didn't make it happen this year.
Do you think that the parties are not what they used to be, or you just gotten too old for that ass?
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. Some of the problems are with just the hotels and just fighting with all of the parties and like there only being one big party. That's what happened last year, and it was the same thing this year. So it wasn't a bunch of different room parties to go to. And then also, yeah, I just don't hardly drink anymore.
That'll do it.
And so, like, yeah, like one beer will give me heartburn. I'm just sitting around eating Tums for the rest of the night, and it's kind of ridiculous.
That does sound like an old man's problem.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, I mean, who did they have officiate those general wrestling matches that
I have no idea, but man. I'll pass on my my referee gear and all that stuff to them if they ever ask for it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was sad.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yep.
Well, it's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. I want to give a quick shout out to last night's Game of Thrones episode. I should say my Sunday night's Game of Thrones
episode. I heard it was pretty epic.
I'm not going to give any too many spoilers, but it was such a feels episode. Wouldn't you say, Vicky? Didn't it hit me in the feels in a lot of places?
I cried kind of for a couple times.
Yeah. You know it's going to be the last, it's the last season, and you know things are gearing up, and with Game of Thrones, you know that they like to kill people off. And of course, when you've got a season where basically it's one fractious, big giant mob of zombies going to come attack everybody, and they like to kill anybody on that show, you just know, okay. And some of these characters that we love, and you've seen them start as really bad people and become good people and grow up a little bit. And it is funny to, they showed a flashback in one of them with one of the characters. You go, oh yeah, I remember that guy was a real jerk. I totally forgot about that. And then the reunion of some people that got effed over by people, and now they got to do them be there face to face. It was powerful. It was really something. So
yeah, I keep reading. It's one of those things where I just see everybody talking about it. I'm just like, I don't know.
And yeah. That's kind of, like, that's the problem too. Everyone is like it's the last season, so I get there's an excitement. Everyone wants to discuss about it, but there is no etiquette involved with spoilers at this point. Like,
I know, it really does suck, like, that people don't have
halfway through the episode happening on East Coast time, so like 6:30 our time, people are just posting whatever the hell they want, and I'm just like, can you give me a day?
And even the articles that are trying not to be spoilery, just the title alone, you're like, okay, I can kind of imagine what that means.
Yeah, it's always a problem with a network like HBO, where you get the East Coast feed, the West Coast feed. We always get screwed like that. Steve, it's one of those things where it's a show where the characters are, we really make it. It's really what it is, even though it's got all, it's just like The Walking Dead. It's the characters, not the zombies,
right?
You know, not the dragons. And so these people you've loved for like, what, eight years, and you know you're going to be done with them. I mean, because that's really what I'm feeling is, like, no matter what happens to the characters on the show, whether they live or die, I'm going to be done with them because the show is going to be over.
Do you feel that way with Big Bang Theory right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, I know. I was just, every once in a while I forget that it's their final season and I'm just enjoying the show, and then some kind of commercial says there's only X amount of episodes left. And I'm just like, shoot. I really enjoy this show.
I know, dude. It's like with my wife and I, it's like that has been a comfort thing for us over a decade.
And I've been enjoying this season. I think it's been pretty fun.
They've done a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good season. And yeah, but I know, Steve, that last episode is going to be a hard one.
You think you're going to shed a tear?
Oh, I will. I mean, I could lie to you and say no, but I know, and my wife's going to laugh at me because I'll be watching it with her, and she'll laugh all the way through. Like, she'll be checking. My wife now checks, and she's like, she'll just stare at me while I'm, and I'm like, don't look like right at me. Stop it.
My wife pulls that. She knows because I'm like suffering from menopause big time.
Yep.
Anything and everything kind of gets me a little teary eyed. And so, shut up, Danny.
Yeah, it looks right at me.
You just know
that.
How I feel every day now. So yeah, good.
So true.
Anything that's like a story of human triumph, especially. Oh. If there's anything where someone has to, you know, beat out the odds, there I am just struggling not to even make a little sniffle, or I don't even want to touch my face because I know the minute I do it, she's going to turn around and go, are you crying?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
It's gotten to the point where my wife will go, would you tell me what happened in that episode last night that we watched? I forgot. And then she's wanting me to talk about the tear scene. And as I'm talking about it, my voice starts wavering and she starts laughing.
Geez.
And I'm like, oh, that's why. So you knew what happened. You know what? You didn't forget anything. You just want me to cry again. Tired of it.
Thank you.
Oh, get out of here, you. Don't encourage her.
Like popping pimples and making your men cry.
Yeah, we do.
Well, all right.
That's my tagline, actually.
Okay. Mine too, actually. It's weird.
So that's a chicks. That's what we should put. Chicks: popping pimples and making their men cry. Yeah, that's what chicks are about.
Since birth.
All right, we have to answer a big question here. What do Ryan Castle and Nicolas Cage have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:54 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Nicolas Cage have in common?
I was once married for 4 days. I mean, I'm still married, but I was also married for those 4 days.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I see what you're doing there.
One person says they both want to be Superman. They both have a bad Elvis habit.
Yeah, they do.
That's true. I got married by Elvis for that 4 days. And then beyond.
And they're both gone in 60 seconds.
I wish.
Wow.
Was he in one of those movies?
Yeah, he was. They both have a face-off with John Travolta.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Nicolas Cage only married to Erica Quakey for 4 days before he asked for an annulment, claiming fraud, plus the fact that he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions because, you know, in Vegas, drinking, sure. Well, Erica doesn't think he deserves an annulment. She's cool with a divorce, though, especially where she can get spousal support. Erica's no fool. She claims...
Something tells me that's why she got married in the first place.
Yeah, I think that her comments really prove that an annulment is necessary.
She should have played it cool for a little longer than 4 days, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How, what kind of support are you going to get from 4 days of marriage?
Yeah. She's hoping a lot, Steve.
An In-N-Out Burger gift card.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Luke, Rachel, and Jen for sitting in and watching the show. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
See, what you guys got to get is a vegan wife. Then you can have all the meat you want and not have to worry about them taking it. I got, like, lunch meat. I don't have to worry about her touching that stuff.
It's like, no, honey, this candy is milk chocolate. You can't have it.
Yeah.
You know what? You're living right, buddy.
I'm trying.
You really are.
I'm putting my best foot forward.
You know what? When you're in your teens, you go, you know what I want, Dad? Mom, I want a vegan wife so I get all my meat.
That's right. No one's touching my meat in my house.
That's right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.